The Andy Finn Show is back, and on this date, in 1979, the first pope visited the White House, and of course that was John Paul II, the man who died in the last year. Also on this date, in 1976, President Ford said that there was no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe. Of course, this was the date of one of the presidential debates in the 1976 campaign, and many people think that's what cost Ford the campaign. I actually think that it was almost impossible for him to win once he pardoned Richard Nixon, that the country was ready to move away from Republicans, at least temporarily. I want to move on now to the issue of science, and first the issue of the red light cameras in D.C. So I'm going to cover here the Nobel Peace Prizes. I'm going to cover some other very interesting. Some weeks there's almost nothing interesting in science. There's always findings published in the newspapers, but they aren't that interesting or easy to explain. So I'm going to cover those three things. But the very first thing is interesting because the Washington Post did a review of the red light cameras in the D.C. area, actually in Washington, D.C., and their impact on accidents. And what they found was counterintuitive. Everyone assumes that there'll be fewer accidents at intersections where there are red light cameras for years because people know that if they go through the red light, they'll get a ticket automatically. By definition, the computer never misses you. And so people will brake and stop at those lights instead of gunning it and going through. And then you'll see less accidents at that intersection. Not so, it turns out. Now, the evidence is sort of complicated, and I'm not going to try and go through it in any great detail. But basically, starting in 1999, the D.C. government installed red light cameras at about 37 intersections. And so what the Washington Post did was take data that was freely available and that looked at all the signal light intersections in D.C. with cameras versus all the ones without cameras. Now, there's many more without cameras, but the bottom line was that there was an increase in accidents at all intersections. More traffic, right? You're going to have more traffic, more accidents. But the increase was actually greater at the intersections with red light cameras than it was at those without red light cameras. And that is counterintuitive. Now, there's several possible explanations. You know, the principle of causality works this way in science. There are three necessary and sufficient conditions for causality. Necessary meaning they all have to be present. Sufficient meaning if they're all present, you've got causality. Think of the example of billiard ball A hitting billiard ball B on a pool table for causality. The first is that the action of variable A must precede the response of variable B. So the red light cameras would have to be there before the accidents, right, or before the data is collected. Secondly, they have to be correlated. That is, there has to be shown that there's a relationship. As variable A goes up, variable B goes up, or variable B goes down systematically, but you can't have random variation. There has to be what's known as a statistical correlation between the two variables. And the third one is that statistical relationship cannot be due to any other variable, any third variable, or what sometimes is called an intervening variable. So, for example, a common example that's used is the example that, well, you know, you could argue that religion causes alcoholism or causes drinking, let's put it that way. What's the evidence for that? Well, there's a correlation between the number of people that go to church every week and the amount of alcohol sold in a city. The more people go to church, the more alcohol is consumed. Well, what that does is that satisfies the first two conditions, but not the third condition. There's an intervening variable there. The intervening variable there is population size. The larger the city, the more churches there are and the more people go to church, And the larger the city, the more alcohol is consumed. So it's incorrect to say because there are more churches, more alcohol is consumed. You could just as easily say that because more alcohol is consumed, more people go to church. No, there's an intervening variable there. So the difficulty in, quote, proving anything in science is that you have to be able to rule out every other variable. Well, that is very difficult to do. There can always be something else at stake. And in this case, there's a couple of things that they haven't really looked at. There could be a differential increase in traffic at the 37 intersections that had an increase in accidents, a larger increase in accidents, even though they had red light cameras, than the hundreds of signal lights that didn't have red light cameras. Maybe the traffic increase was heavier at those 37 intersections. You know, it's even likely that's true because they probably put the cameras at some of their busiest intersections and some of the intersections with the biggest problems. It's also possible that a lot of people never heard that there were red light cameras at those intersections. They never got a ticket, but that didn't stop the accidents from happening. So there's any number of variables. But what I find interesting about this study is that it's counterintuitive. That is, we've been assuming for some time that the red light cameras would slow people down or get them to stop at the red light instead of breezing through at the last second. And it turns out, so far, the evidence suggests that's not true, which means all the cameras are doing are generating revenue for the city. Now, some people would say, well, that's been my contention all along. They should have pulled the plug on those a long time ago. Of course, the state of Virginia did pull the plug last year on the red light cameras that were here in my county, Fairfax County, and six other counties. Unfortunately, they did not pull the plug before I got my ticket. So I guess what I should say about that is that as someone with personal experience with a red light ticket, I wasn't against the red lights afterwards. I mean, the red light cameras. I do think that they're a good idea. And despite the evidence here in D.C., I think they're a good idea. My dissatisfaction with that process, getting a ticket and mailing in a check and paying the fine, was that you don't get to, quote, confront your accuser. I didn't even know what day it happened. I got a ticket in the mail maybe a week later saying, you ran a red light in Fairfax and here's the pictures. Well, there were two pictures and it was clearly my car in the intersection, but it showed it at two different stages. It didn't show me the red light. It had time up in the corner. But I don't know which picture meant it was red, which picture yellow, if it was red and yellow. I couldn't read what it was. I would have preferred to have been pulled over by a cop that day, because then I would have said to myself, oh, he's got me. I shouldn't have gunned it, or whatever I might have done. But I had no recollection of actually going through a long yellow that turned red as I went under it or anything. And I don't run red lights as a rule. So I felt like I couldn't even recall the situation, and that to me is a little, if not unfair, it's unsatisfactory. I would have preferred to have been caught right there and had the cop pull me over, and I could have fessed up and said, I went through it. I realize that now. So that was my concern with it. I still think we ought to have the red light cameras. I think that whether or not the evidence in this study shows they cut down on accidents, I think that ultimately it's good for people to know that they're being monitored. Otherwise, too many people run through lights. And in a city, you're likely to hit pedestrians. And we're not talking fender benders. We're talking killing people. Well, I guess that's the other thing that the Washington Post study did not give me enough data on. I've looked at the other studies that have been done on some of these red light camera situations. And the question is always whether there's an increase in what kind of accidents. That is, there are side accidents, right? If you run a red light, you're more likely to get hit in the side of the car because somebody's coming through the intersection already. But if you are worrying about braking quickly, you will slam on your brakes so you don't get the ticket from the red light camera, and then somebody will rear-end you. So what one other study, at least, and I think there's more than that, have reported is that while there's a decrease in the side impact accidents, there's an increase in rear-enders. Well, that may not be a bad trade-off because more people get killed in the side impact crashes, right? If somebody smashes into your driver's side, that may be it for you. Of course, you're the one running the red light if they're running into your side. Not necessarily. The guy going through the red light could actually run into somebody's side if they're going through that late and the person guns it as soon as the light turns green. in any case, that Washington Post did not have evidence about rear endings. It did have some evidence about this side impact stuff, but I didn't have enough to go on and say too much else about. In any case, when we come back, I'm going to talk about briefly about the Nobel Prizes that were announced this week and who got them and what they got them for.